Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1287, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Tomorrow being St. Patrick's Day, on this week's program we've got a couple of Irish-themed segments with George O'Brien and the Shannon Quartet. We'll also celebrate the birthdays of Harold Stern and Bernie Cummins, and for the very first time on the show, have a Tussis segment.
What?
Stay tuned and find out. Back on the February 16th show, I played Believe Me If All Those Endearing Young Charms by George O'Brien. But with tomorrow being St. Patrick's Day, here he is with a trio of Irish tunes.
Oh, Father dear, I oftentimes hear you thought of Erindile, her lofty scenes and valleys green, her mountains rude and wild. They say it is a pretty place wherein a prince might dwell. And why did you abandon it? The reason to me tell. My son, I loved our native land with energy and pride, until a blight came on my land, my sheep and cattle died. The rent and taxes were to pay, I could not them redeem, and that's the cruel reason why I left all skimmering. It's when I do remember the year of 48, when I arose with Aaron's boys to battle against the fate. I was hunted through the mountains like a traitor to the queen, and that's another reason why I left all skimmering. Oh, Father dear, the day will come when vengeance loud will call, and we will rise with heaven's voice to rally one and all. I'll be the man to lead the van beneath our flag of green, and loud and high we'll raise the cry, revenge for Skipperine. Are waiting, and if all that they it's many a year since I left dear old Ireland. And the town of Kilkenny, where I used to be. There's a land that I love, and they call it old Ireland, that dear little green little isle across the sea. And though far I may wander, that land over yonder will always be my land, dear Ireland to me. Sure, my heart's always yearning to make a returning to that home of the shamrock where I used to be. In that land that I love, and they call it old Ireland, that dear little green little isle across the sea. In that land that I love, and they call it old Ireland, that dear little green little isle across the sea.
Was over in old Ireland near the town of Cashintal. One morn I met a damsel there, the fairest of them all. 'Twas with my young affections and my money she did go, and she told me she belonged to where the plenty roses grow. Her cheeks were like the roses, and her hair a raven hue. Before that she was done with me, she had me raven too. She left me sorely stranded, not a coin she left, you know. And she told me she belonged to where the plenty roses grow. Can anybody tell me where the plenty roses grow? It may be down in Limerick town or over in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle, but this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the plenty roses grow? There's roses in Killarney and the same in County Clare, but upon my word, those roses, boys, I can't see anywhere. She blarneyed me, for by the power she left me broke. Oh, ho, did this damsel that belonged to where the plenty roses grow? Cushla Grama Crema, boy, she murmured soft, did she? If ye belong to Ireland, it yourself belongs to me. Donegal, come on, ye brogue, it captured me, you know. That's Canterbury and that same place where the plenty roses grow. Can anybody tell me where the plenty roses grow? It may be down in Limerick town or over in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle, but this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the plenty roses grow?
George O'Brien, recording in Victor's Camden, New Jersey church studio on December 3rd, 1926, with the Blarney Roses on Victor Scroll 78, number 79065. Alex Melville wrote the lyrics, and the music was arranged from an old traditional melody by D. Frame Flint. In addition to being a composer, Mr. Flint was president of the Glasgow Society of Organists in 1918. There can't be too many D. Frame Flints around, and if the same one, in 1920 he was an inspector, called a visitor, for the incorporation of malt men in Glasgow. He apparently also owned a musical instrument store in Glasgow, and at a 1924 meeting of the Scottish Music Merchants Association, gave a talk on piano case design. Try as I might, however, I couldn't find what the D in D. Frame Flint stands for. Before the Blarney Roses was They Call It Ireland, written by William H. Perrins, who also brought us At the End of a Beautiful Day, There Are Tears in Your Dear, Dear Eyes, and I Seem to Hear You Gently Calling. George O'Brien recorded They Call It Ireland in August of 1928, issued for the Irish market on Columbia's Green Label F series, number 33294. And we started with the flip side of the Blarney Roses, Skibbereen. Rosario Bordone directed the orchestra, and the harpist was Francis J. Lapatino. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The past several shows have taken additional time to edit because I've had a nagging, persistent dry cough that refuses to go away. I have an appointment this coming week with my new primary care physician. In the meantime, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about tussis, the scientific term for the rapid expulsion of air from the lungs, known as a cough.
What's the matter with you, boy?
Why, I got a call.
I got something good for that.
What is it, red, white?
Well, listen to this. Solomon's wedding march. After 8 weeks, we can play it so well. Step on it, boy, step on it. Peavine, lady, peavine. Yeah, boy. Take that vine out of your jaw. Feeling any better, bud? You don't look any better. They can take more than this if you'll look. Play it, boy. feeling any better now, son?
Don't bother.
But I'm hoarse.
Nay, nay. What with the breezes and weather that freezes, we're all of us getting a cold. Everyone's sneezing and everyone's wheezing, but cough drops are good, so I'm told. So if you feel a cold coming on, a muffler and coat you should don, and go toddling off to the cough drop shop, to the cough drop shop, go toddling off to the cough drop shop on the cold and frosty morning. When you get to the cough drop shop, remember when you're coughing, it's not the cough that carries you off, it's the coughing that carries you off in. Let's go for the undertaker, not little job for the tombstone maker.
You've got a nasty cough, you know, Grandpa.
I know, my dear. You know, the doctor told me to take that pill. He said, you keep that on your tummy all night, you'll be all right in the morning. I did, but every time I sneezed, the blessed thing rolled off.
Archie was sober and late in October, he thought he'd go hiking for fun. Got in the muddle and splashed in the puddle, so thought to the doctor he'd run. The doctor said, take off those shorts, if you think that you're out of sorts. go toddling off to the cough drop shop, to the cough drop shop, go toddling off to the cough drop shop on a cold and frosty morning. When you get to the cough drop shop, remember when you're coughing, it's not the cough that carries you off, it's the coughing they carry you off in. Old Brown's missus had a nasty hacking cough. She coughed so hard that it nearly took her off. Old Brown sighed and said, my sweetie, we must go to the cough drop shop next door. She took a cough drop every evening, said she had a funny feeling. It stopped her barking and her sneezing when she swallowed the box as well. Brother Jacob had a nasty cough. Toddling off to the cough drop shop, to the cough drop shop, go toddling off to the cough drop shop on the cold and frosty morning. When you get to the cough drop shop, remember when you're coming, it's not the cough that carries you on, it's the cough that carries you on.
There's a fun record, Jack Hilton and his orchestra and the Cough Drop Shop, written by Leslie Cerrone, who was also the vocalist. Decca F-2753 was recorded December 18, 1931. We started this Tussis set with the Scottsdale String Band and the Cough Drop Blues, recorded March 14, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia, on OK45341. The Scottsdale String Band were Marvin Head and Barney Pritchard on guitar, violinist Owen McDeeris, and on banjo and mandolin, Charlie Simmons. Since there aren't a lot of vintage songs about coughs, in between we heard the Reeves White County Ramblers with the Drunkard's Hiccups. Whether it's spelled hiccup, H-I-C-C-U-P, the older and more correct spelling, or hiccup, H-I-C-C-O-U-G-H, it's pronounced exactly the same, hiccup. But the label of Vocalion 5247, made April 27, 1928, spells it H-E-C-U-P-S. The Reeves White County Ramblers lived around McRae, Arkansas, and were a family band consisting of brothers Isaac, Ira, and Lloyd Reeves, and family friend Fred Rumble. Eldest brother Isaac, better known as Ike, led the band and played fiddle, as did Ira. Lloyd Reeves played piano, except on the six sides they cut in this session. When they got to the studio in Chicago in freezing weather, they found only a reed organ and no piano, but made the best of it. You also hear Ira keeping rhythm by beating fiddlesticks on the bridge of Ike's fiddle, an Ozark musical tradition. Recently, I told you about three new 12-inch 78 RPM records released by our friend Brian Wright over at Rivermont Records. Well, I was very happy to hear that a Rivermont CD, which had been out of print, has been re-released and is once again available for purchase. It's titled A Little Bit of Heaven, Early Barbershop Quartet Recordings, 1925 to 1928, and features 24 electrical recordings by the Shannon Quartet. If that sounds familiar, it's because I've mentioned the CD several times on the show before, because the accompanying 40-page booklet of notes was written by yours truly. And if by chance you no longer have a CD player, it's also available in Apple lossless and MP3 formats as well. I'm sure since you listen to this program, you already have your copy, but in the off chance you don't, I encourage you to visit rivermontrecords.com to check out the track list and get your copy. You can also hear samples, but since I've played many of the tracks from the CD on the show, for this segment I'm going to play some of the Shannon's recordings not played on the show before. But do go to rivermontrecords.com and check out A Little Bit of Heaven.
Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'll fly to Louisiana with my true love for the sea. It rained all night today, I left, the weather here was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I saw Susanna coming down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. Says I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry.
Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I'll come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Somebody else.
A band of brothers in D.K.E. we march along tonight. Two by two with arms like clementine. Our leader signals with hats in hand as we go marching on. Singing down to Kappa Epsilon, so merrily sing we all to D.K.E. The mother of jollity, whose children are gay and free. We'll sing to Pi and then we'll sing to dear old Delta Kappa Epsilon. The moon is shining on our jolly cloud. As arm in arm we march and sing aloud. We'll sing in honor of the tie that binds our hearts in one. Dear old Delta Kappa Epsilon, so merrily sing we all to D.K.E. The mother of jollity, whose children are gay and free. We'll sing to Pi and then we'll sing. The campus windows are lifted high as we go marching by. Our torches flash in every lady's eye. Our trembling victims await our call as we go marching on. Singing Delta Kappa Epsilon, so merrily sing we all to D.K.E. The mother of jollity, whose children are gay and free. We'll sing to Pi and then we'll sing to dear old Delta Kappa Epsilon, so merrily sing we all to D.K.E. The mother of jollity, whose children are gay and free. We'll sing to Pi and then we'll sing to dear old Delta Kappa Epsilon.
The Shannon Quartet was formed in 1917 and specialized in turn-of-the-century popular songs, but we started and ended that set with a couple of very uncharacteristic recordings by the group. As you know, college songs were very popular in the 1920s, with titles such as Collegiate, Sweetheart of Sigma Chi, Harvard Hop, and Joe College all the rage. Even before that, in 1922, Aeolian Vocalion began recording college songs for some of the largest fraternities in the country. The records were distributed by the University Records Corporation of New York and cost a whopping $2 apiece, almost triple what a regular popular 78 cost at the time. We just heard one of these official fraternity records, the Phi Marching Song, written by Hugh A. Bain. It was one of more than a dozen songs of the Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity, founded in 1844 at Yale University. This was on University Records catalog number 583-B, but it wasn't the only fraternity record the Shannons made. Others included Chi Phi Delta for the Phi Delta Theta fraternity, Smoke Dreams for Phi Gamma Delta, and Cheer for ATO for Alpha Tau Omega. We started with O Susanna, written by Stephen Foster. What's unusual here is that the Shannon Quartet is accompanying Wendell Hall on Victor 19290, recorded February 8, 1924. In between, we heard The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else, words by Gus Kahn, music by Isham Jones. That's on Victor 19281, made February 18, 1924, with Rosario Bordone directing the orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, March 14th, marked the birth in 1900 in Akron, Ohio, of John Bernard Cummins, better known as Bernie. In the interest of playing as much music as possible, for his biographical information, I'm going to direct you to Bernie's last birthday segment on the March 19th, 2023 show, which you can find in the archives at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Here are three by Bernie Cummins.
Thank you. said to you, you're the one for me. Would you see my point of view, my philosophy? For instance, if I told you I adore you, that I'd die for you, would it bore you? For instance, if I held your hand, kissed your lips so sweet, would you think that I was grand or most indiscreet? For instance, if I hinted that you suit me to a T, could you, for instance, fall in love with me?
Weaker sexes, there's a girl who comes from Texas who can swim that channel back and forth. She hits you in the solar plexus, knocks your tie and nearly wrecks us. Different from those girls we knew up north, they call her
Alice from Dallas, where the ocean flows just like water. You kiss her, can't miss her, she's Satan's only daughter. Swings a wicked parasol, wicked line, and that ain't all. Mama, oh papa, she'll go out, but you can't stop her, playful as kitten. But boy, look out for scratches, for once you are smitten, you'll admit the fever catches. Call her sugar every day, she's not refined, but that's okay.
Played each of those records before, but it's been at least 14 years, so it's about time they were heard again. We started with Till We Meet, lyrics by Lou Davis and the tune by Ted Fiorito. That's from February 27, 1929, with Take 3, issued on Victor 21907. The vocal trio was Bernie, Brother Walter Cummins, and Paul Roberts. That was followed by For Instance, written by Paul Denneker and sung by Walter Cummins on July 24, 1930, from Victor 22494. We finished up our little tribute to Bernie Cummins with his composition, Alice from Dallas, written with Wade Grinstead. Bernie is also the vocalist on that one, made October 27, 1933, issued on Royal Blue Columbia 2874. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to cards or letters, email or posts to our Facebook page or website, you can also now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions or comment on the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, but I'll do my best to personally answer your call. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Last week, March 15th, marked the birth in 1892 in Bialystok, Russia, of Harold Stern. Again, I refer you to his last birthday segment on the March 20th, 2022 show for his biography. Here are three from Harold Stern.
smiling outside. This wild stage and we're all in the show. There's no applause for the loser, you know. And so with my chest up, I go all dressed up with a broken heart.
We started a little tribute to Harold Stern with Harold Stern and his orchestra and their April 1929 recording of From Sunrise to Sunset, written by Ben McLaughlin and Jack Miller from Brunswick 4251. The vocalist was Scrappy Lambert, but they also made an instrumental on Take 7. Next was Harold Stern's Hotel Belle Claire Orchestra with Black Bottom, written by Da Silva, Brown & Henderson, for George White's Scandals. Edison 4-minute cylinder number 5226 was etched August 11th, 1926. The 10-story Hotel Belle Claire opened in 1903 at Broadway and 77th on the Upper West Side of Manhattan as a high-class apartment hotel. After falling into disrepair in the mid-20th century, it was renovated and is still with us as a boutique hotel. I've played it by Ted Lewis, Billy Arts, and Manolo Castro and his Havana Yacht Club Orchestra, but we finished up with Buddy Campbell and his orchestra with Dick Robertson providing the vocal on All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart. That's from OK 41509, made May 28, 1931. Yeah, you're right, that's not Buddy Campbell at all, but Ben Selvin. So what does that have to do with Howard Stern? Well, I'm All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart was written by Stella Unger, Fred Fisher, and Howard Stern. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.